From BP to Wall Street to the House and Senate to our very own workplaces. Fact of the matter is, people, irresponsibility is rampant. Seemingly everywhere you turn. There are numerous examples of people behaving uncivilly, irresponsibly, people who ought to know better. Question is, has bad behavior become the norm? Well, Dr. Joseph Williams is here to talk about this culture of irresponsibility and its consequences, and pass along why he believes the time's right to launch a movement to make people more accountable, a movement of personal responsibility. I welcome Dr. Williams to the show now. Good evening, sir.
Good evening. How you doing?
Very well. Thank you. Dr. Williams holds an MBA in organizational behavior, a doctorate in applied management and decision science, 30 years of corporate experience working for a couple of Fortune 500 companies, and he was working toward his doctorate years ago and spent a lot of time as an hourly employee of a major airline to learn how real people work. And the research he conducted became the basis for his new book, which is called Who Do You See in the Mirror? So I'll start out by asking you, Dr. Williams, who do we see in the mirror in America today?
Well, unfortunately, when we look in the mirror today, we're probably seeing somebody else in there other than the person we see.
What?
To blame something on. So that's the unfortunate part of it.
So who do you see when you look in the mirror?
When I see a mirror, I see a society that is changing and shifting very fast.
In your own mirror, you see that?
Oh, yeah. And not.
The hell's wrong with my mirror?
And not focusing on the root cause of the problem.
You know, I got into this business back in 1992, this talk radio business. I was the very first person in this country to say what we have going on in this nation is a problem of accountability and personal responsibility. Now everybody says it in talk radio, but I remember the date. It was June 17th, 1992, that I first said that. And up until then, people felt everyone was accountable and responsible across the board. I tried to convince people that wasn't the case. Now you hear it everywhere.
Yep, that's right. And I bet you in 1992 you had things like no-fault insurance, no-fault divorce. I bet you those came along about the same time. Everything was nobody's fault, you know?
God, that bothers me.
Yeah, it does quite a bit.
So how do you maintain a semblance of sanity in the midst of this horror, which really, with the BP situation now, has people like me right out on the ledge?
Okay. Well,
before
I wrote this book, the first thing I said was I was not going to write this book to complain about the problem. I was going to just identify the problem, and then I'm going to come up with a solution. So I came up, after 4 years studying behavior, both from the management side and then going on
the Mexican side?
No, I said from the management side and then from the non-management side. That's when I worked for a union. I had never worked for a union in my life. I've always been on the management side for 30 years. I said, look, if I'm going to write a book about behavior, I must be able to put myself in a position to feel it, to face the situation, and then examine my feelings at the time and see if I can come up with something that the researchers have left out on human behavior.
And you mean to tell me, out of all the people who've been looking at this, and since 92 when I got the ball rolling, a lot of different people have checked in on this, you've come up with something no one else has?
Absolutely. No
Yo ding
now,
flipping, what you call your whiz-bang highfalutin hidey-hidey-hosky, what'd you come up with?
Okay. First of all, none of it is totally new knowledge, because
what?
I think Skinner did a good job. I think watching these are behaviors, and Maslow, they did real good jobs, and all the management books that have been written, they've done a good job. They just left one thing out.
Let me guess.
Common sense.
Common sense?
Yes.
I was going to guess vitamins. It's common sense.
That's right. They were thinking, you know, we have a tendency of overanalyzing everything. I mean, we make things so complex, you know, that people don't understand it, and that's why we can't get too much done.
Yeah, I was reading a book on physics the other day, and I was down in the area of quarks and string theory, and all of a sudden I just said, you know what, this is a bunch of nonsense, and the way I knew it was that it was so complicated. You know, it isn't that complicated.
You're right.
Yeah, you know? Yeah.
Here's what I use to help drive me. I say simplicity is complexity at its highest level.
That doesn't rhyme at the end there with level.
I know. I'm not a poet. But that is true, though, actually. If it is not understood, you're not finished with that, your position. You're not finished with your theory. You're not finished with the paper because can't nobody understand it but you.
I used to say, if it's complexity, it's idiocy, which did rhyme.
I think yours is better than mine.
Yeah, I got that going back in 92 when I started in radio. Now, here's what I'm looking at here as we take a peek at the calendar. It's 2010, June. You have Americans saying, before 1960, we enjoyed a high degree of personal responsibility in this country, personal accountability. People graduated from high school. They could read, they could write, they could do mathematical equations. No matter how poor or how illiterate, Americans worked to put food on the table. And I remember this. I was a kid in the 1950s, and I think LBJ came along with his Great Society, and along came free food, free housing, and free medical food stamps, a host to get something for nothing, crapola. And what I'm wondering is, here we are, 2010, facing ominous challenges, Doc. Water, energy, climate destabilization. We got foreign debt. We got consumer debt, education problems, crime, illiteracy. But our president, our Congress, they run, duck, and they hide instead of dealing with it.
Absolutely. That's one reason I said, hey, I had to come up with the name of the book. Hey, guys, look in that mirror. Deal with that reflection you see on the other side.
That's the title of the book?
Yeah, who do you see in the mirror? You know, I want you to hit it face to face. And guess what? I asked the professor, I said, you know, what is it today that people are not talking about in your field? And he said, you know, people are looking too much, you know, for a connection on behavior with genetics. They're trying to connect it. He said, but genetics, we can't control that. But what we do control is our environment, the determinants that, you know, and our lives. We make the choices.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's funny as hell. You know, I lost my job a year ago last December working at another radio station, and I have a wife and kids, but I just needed some space. I took the firing pretty hard, and I jumped on a Greyhound bus, and I just checked out for half a year. I lived outside of Lincoln, Montana, pretty much off the land, and just wrote, mostly just did some writing. And eventually I came home, and, of course, the kids, they didn't recognize me, and the long beard and all. But I think I covered myself by apologizing and saying I needed to get away and clear my head. And I think that's what's missing a lot with a lot of people. They don't cover their bases that way. Now, my wife had lost a house. Family was living in a little efficiency at this point in Minneapolis. But the kids seemed to be fed and relatively happy. And I remember my wife saying, well, where was your responsibility, your accountability there? And I said, well, hold on a second. Who came back? You know what I'm saying? Who came back? You know, knock, knock, hello. You know, Sasquatch, right. Yeah.
Yep.
So you see what I'm saying there?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. You cover that in the book at all?
I tell stories, but I didn't cover something like that. But I made sure I came up with 12 common sense principles of responsible behavior.
12 is a biblical number.
I know. I was trying to avoid that, but when my mind was in this creative thinking and doing critical thinking, I said, golly, I cannot leave this one out here. So I end up helping. I said, oh, God, I shouldn't have done that. But, hey, you know.
I'll tell you, Doc, I sleep in some mornings. I don't always get up in time for church on Sunday. I work hard, take a day off now and again. It's important to recharge the batteries. Last week, I said I'd help out at Donut Sunday, serving donuts in the church basement. And I decided to sleep in. I didn't tell anybody. I just needed it. I needed some downtime. Should have put in a call, but I was out late night before. Our old college buddy was in town. Well, the guy running Donut Sunday didn't know how to work the oven. Fire broke out. Church burned to the ground. Now, I don't wash my hands of responsibility on this, but and the church is going to be repaired a year from this fall. It'll be good as new. But I want to tell you something. I didn't skip town. I didn't go running off somewhere saying, you people take care of it. I went down there later that afternoon. I said, what a mess you guys insured, and they were. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, you took, yeah, you took responsibility.
I took responsibility.
Yeah, it was delayed, but you took responsibility of it.
Yeah.
Well, when I was when I went undercover with the Allies, I mean,
with the Allies, you were in WW2 undercover with the Allies?
No, not the Allies. No, with the Allies. I worked for a major, an ally, and these you have to be there. I mean, if the planes are going to come in, and you have to be there.
Right, because if you're not there, they're not going to come in the normal way. They're going to crash.
Absolutely. They're going to, and somebody has to unload those things. Well, I worked there 7 years, and I did not miss not a day. And I was trying to set an example, lead by example. Well, lead by example today, it's gone.
You know, I had that same deal where I tried to come in every day, and then one day I had this. Well, it was a highly contagious illness, and it was one of the deadly ones. You know, a while back, it was in the news. I think it was called bird flu.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they gave me grief for coming in because they said, you're sick, stay home. Other people are going to get ill. And I said, wait a minute, what are we holding up as the model here of behavior? And, yeah, a lot of other people got sick, and one guy died. But the point is, what were we saying if we were saying, stay home, you're not well?
Well, I think they were trying to use sound judgment in this case. And I know it sounds like they are trying to do two things. But guess what?
You're doing two things. You're sending a mixed message right now. I don't understand what you're saying.
Let me tell you where we got it from. Have you ever heard the figure of speech, do as I say, not what I do? How long have we been doing that? And how long have parents from generation to generation been telling their kids that same thing, and the kid could not wait until they got 18 to do the same thing that their parents told them not to do? Now you ask, why are we shifting towards an irresponsible behavior? We've been playing that hypocritical from generation to generation.
Uh-huh.
And so I don't understand why people think it's a surprise.
Well, I guess when I think of it that way, I think of this morning. I got up today. I was supposed to drive my kid to his summer job, helping this old lady clear out her dead husband's things from the garage. But I thought, hey, he got the job. Let him learn a little responsibility and get himself there on his own. So he took his own bike and he went there. Now, he got hit by a car. He's fine. It was no big deal. He broke his pelvis. And some parents would feel guilty saying, I should have driven him, especially when learning that the old woman, when he didn't show, tried to clean out the garage herself and threw out her back, and she's in a home or something tonight. But I say, hey, I'm trying to participate in a trend toward personal responsibility, personal accountability. Is that wrong? Is that wrong?
Absolutely not.
And people are saying, but the kid's 4 years old. And I say, hey, back off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, see, in the last 10 or 15 years, we had the parents, what we call the parents were the helicopter parents. Have you heard that term?
In Vietnam, that's what we called them. Any of the soldiers who were married and had kids.
Mm-hmm. But the helicopter parents got their name because they hover over their kids and did not let them make a mistake and learn something from that mistake. And that's what hit me. And I came up with the human cable system. Let me show you what the human cable system, just like your TV cable, it's spelled C-A-B-L-E, but only all the letters are capital letters. But C stands for consequence, A stands for attitude, B stands for behavior, L stands for learning, and E stands for environment.
Now, I got to ask you something. Did you come up with the word cable first or the letters, and they just happened to spell cable?
Letters first.
I came the odds of that?
I know. And when I put them together, I tell you, it was 3 o'clock in the morning when it came to me. I was in the bed. My eyes opened. My wife looked at me. She said, "What are you doing?" I said, I got it. Those words spell cable. I knew what the words were.
Uh-huh.
I didn't study them, but I said, I was so excited. She
well,
said,
yeah, the cable.
Said.
Yeah, the cable reminds me of, you know, the streetcars are connected to a cable, and the streetcars are grounded, unlike a helicopter. You see where I'm going here?
Yeah.
What's the name of your book again?
It's Who Do You See in the Mirror?
Where can people get that book, sir?
You can get that book by going to my website is www.drjawcsms.com. If you go to that book, you can purchase that book. You can also voice your opinion by taking that one question that asks you, how would you describe human behavior in today's society? And just do that, and you should be able to. But you can also buy it at Borders, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, all the major bookstores should have it.
And the title to remember again is?
Who Do You See in the Mirror?
Who Do You See in the Mirror, name of the book. And, Doctor, give that website out one more time, please.
Okay. That website is www.drjawcsms.com.
JawCSMS.com. DrJawCSMS.com. That's the way to remember it, folks. DrJawCSMS.com.
CSMS, incidentally, stands for Common Sense Management Strategies.
Common sense. You know what Einstein said common sense was?
What?
The collection of prejudices acquired by the age of 18. There was a jackass. Say no more. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, good talking to you.
Hey, enjoy talking.
All right, Doc. Take care.
Take care.
Bye-bye. This is News Radio 830 WCCO. I'm Susie Jones.